stuff out there, I would have heard. Sitting on all them good testimonies. Lord have mercy. God is doing things. And he's not through yet. Amen. So we just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Oh, I tell you, he's good. Amen. So y'all, I guess we ought to just make this every Sunday mandatory. When you come to the house of the Lord, you're going to have to say something or we're going to lock you out. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming into his house, amen. Say something. If they just say, ouch, or something, you know, let the Lord know you're here. Amen. God bless you. We're going to almost, well, it's almost time to go. I would have been in my third church service in 24 hours. Amen. Been to church three times in 24 hours. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But what did the song say? I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Oh, my. I stood more than I normally stand. Amen. But I tell you, God is so good to us. And I just thank him for his goodness and his mercy. We're going to be brief as possible because I tell you, we've heard so many wonderful, wonderful testimonies from the people of God. And certainly to all of you, we certainly thank God for your deliverance and for the things that God is doing for you. Amen. If you hang with God, he will hang with you. Amen. He's got things in store that we know not of. God, just a glimpse of what God can do. And you know, if you believe God for a million, why not ask him for a trillion? You know, he a million or a trillion don't make no difference to God. He's got it all. So the sky's the limit. Amen. Sometimes we put limitations on God, but certainly God is able to do you exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think in Jesus' name. I'm just going to read a scripture, then have a few remarks, and we're going to, amen, let you go and get ready to receive our dinner and get ready for the saints on this afternoon at 5:30. But out of the word of the Lord, I'm just going to be brief. Scripture text is Psalms 91:1, just one verse. Psalm 91:1. We honor all of our officials today, all our pastors and our saints and friends. We thank God for each one of you. And we're just blessed to be in your presence. And the text today on scripture text is just one verse. That's very familiar text, a very familiar scripture. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, glory. That's it. You can sit down. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, which is God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we're just going to use the text today. Amen. It says, divine protection. Divine protection. And that's different than protection. Divine, because everybody has some protection as we go through life. I thought in terms of the firefighters, you know, they have particular protective gear they wear to protect themselves as they fight fires. But even with that protective gear, sometimes they get burned. So it's not a complete thing, but it's a temporary thing. And as I was driving down the road today, I thought about the police officer. You know, sometimes they wear a protective vest, a bulletproof vest, but the head is exposed. The neck is exposed, the ankle though. The legs are exposed, so they're not really protected. Sometimes they give them a false sense of security. But the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide or stay there of the Almighty.
Yeah.
So God protects us in all areas. When you're driving down the road, God is protecting you. When you go to your job, God is protecting you. When you go to sleep at night, you don't even know what's going on all outside and who's sneaking around your house, but God is protecting you. I was at the service on last night, and the pastor's subject was, there's something that only God sees. You know, you don't see it, but there's some things only God sees. And God sees things that you don't know about. I think the songwriter said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. It was grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. The divine protection of God then is that, amen, I can go to sleep at night. Amen. If I forgot to lock my doors, amen, God's got something better than a lock.
Amen.
Glory to amen. God has an angel standing before your door.
Amen.
And the enemy come by your house and he said, well, I would go in, but there's something telling me to keep on moving. I'm telling you, God knows his people and he desires that no bad thing happen to you. He said, not only am I going to abide under the shadow of the mighty, but I will say, I'm going to say this. You got to say it. I will say this. He is my refuge and my fortress. Glory to God. My God, in him will I trust. Psalmist knew about God. If anybody knew about God's protection, it was the psalmist. And you that are sitting here today, amen, you don't know what could have happened to you last night. Now you're sitting here today and you're feeling pretty good, and amen, you're able to get out of your bed and get yourself together, drive down the street, but you don't know what almost happened last night. But because of the divine protection of God, he said, my word is out on him or her.
Yes.
I told them, if they dwell in the secret place of the Most High, they're going to be able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I got to keep my word.
Yes.
Now, you might not know about that. But at the nighttime, there are always people lurking in the darkness.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible says Satan goes about seeking about whom he may destroy.
Yeah.
But God said, don't you worry, I got you covered.
Yeah.
Now, when I was working on the farm, I noticed that when the chicken hawk would come to steal away the little baby chicks, and somehow they did not realize that they were in danger. But the mother hen knew. And when the chicken hawk was flying, I watched this more than one time. The mother will give a cluck, 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 something. And all the baby chicks run to her. And she opened her wings. And she covered them up. I said, if a chicken got that much sense, glory to God. What do you think about God? When stuff is coming upon you, about to overtake you, God said, I got you covered.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then he says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence, all that stuff that's coming your way. The Bible says, surely he will keep you and deliver you from that snare.
Yeah.
Then he says in verse number 4, he shall cover you with his feathers.
All right.
Don't you know God's got feathers? spiritual feather, just like that chicken hen. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. He said, therefore thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. A lot of things are going on in this world, and nuclear proliferation and all these things that they say could happen. But the Bible says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the destruction that waits the noonday. Don't worry about it. God said, I got you covered. Nothing but the blood. We're covered on the blood. Oh, the blood has never lost its power. The divine protection of God. The Ephesian writer told us, what I want you to do to be protected, he said, put on the whole armor of God.
Well,
you know, don't be like the policeman who has a bulletproof vest, but his head and neck, lower torso is exposed. He said, no, don't you be half-dressed. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
That's right.
The devil is out to get you. And if you're half-dressed, he's going to overtake you. But if you put on the whole armor of God, he cannot penetrate it. For he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. But oh, I'm protected by God. Hallelujah. I shall not fear what men shall do unto me. Hallelujah. I don't go to bed at night without thanking God for his divine protection. I don't get up in the morning without thanking God that he allowed me to get up. Didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about the things that have happened to me in my lifetime that I should have been taken out. But God wouldn't let it happen. It wasn't me. But if God has ordained for you to do something, I don't care what the devil tries to do, what the doctor's report says, God's not going to let anything happen to you until you complete that task. I believe that. I didn't know that God had something for me way down the road when I was only maybe 10, 11 years old down in Georgia. On a road, a gravel road, and pitch black in the middle of the night. I didn't know that God was going to have me standing here, hallelujah, 70 plus years later, preaching his word. But the devil had a design on my life, and he was going to kill me that night. But the divine protection of God. It wasn't me. I don't know how you survive when you're standing in front of an automobile and a drunk comes down the road at full speed and hits the car you're standing in front of. Knock you to the ground, put you under the car, and drag you down the road. And you didn't lie. Ooh, glory. Hey. Nothing but God, the divine protection of God.
Right.
It's like the three Hebrew boys. It blew my mind when I began to really think what really happened. That they would not bow down to what the king wanted them to bow down to. They're going to serve that God. They believe in the power of God's protection. And the Bible says when the king going to throw them in because they would not obey his order. He said, heat the furnace seven times hotter than it ought to be. I want to make sure they burn up. But the Bible says when the soldiers, listen to this now, begin to take them to the fire, to throw them into the furnace, that the fire consumed the soldiers. But it didn't touch them. So that tells me God's divine protection was between Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fire jumped over them, and he had their back covered and got them, and they didn't get touched.
Amen.
Y'all missed that. He surrounded his people with his divine protection from the front and the back. Some folks say, I got your back, but no, God said, I got your front and your back. Amen. I don't just have my back. Amen. I'm vulnerable in my front. Mm-hmm. I want something that got me covered from my head to my toe.
Oh, yeah.
From front to my back. And God's divine protection protects us in that area.
Amen.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Then he said, listen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. What do you think we're in right now? We're in the evil day.
Yes.
You may be able to withstand in the evil day and haven't done all to stand.
Yes.
They specifically gave us instructions on what we should put on. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, for you shall know the truth, and the truth to make you free. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take it on the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Devil is out there throwing darts at you. He just throwing his dart. He trying to use for as a dartboard. But God said you're going to be able to withstand every dart.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, glory. Listen, the devil been throwing darts at you for years. You wonder why you're standing. Because God's protection has got you covered.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Some of us should be even taken out. But oh, because of God's divine protection. God said it's not going to happen. He said, above all, take the shield of faith. You'll be able to quench or stop all the fiery darts that he sure throws your way. Then he said, I want you to put on the helmet of salvation, protect your head. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Then he said, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You got to keep praying. You can't pray sometime, then forget other times. Men should what? Always pray and not faint. But I thank God for his divine protection. And the psalmist went on to say, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh you.
Yes.
Folks are running to and fro. Oh, what's going to happen? You know, you're supposed to be calm in the midst of the storm.
Yes, right.
Because God says, I got you covered. Yes, they broke into the house over there. They broke into that one. Run down the street. They did this, but they didn't bother yours. Because yours is covered by the blood. And he said, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. God's blood is covering your children. When they go to and from school, the devil has design on your children and your grandchildren. But God said, because you prayed amen, my divine protection. When they get on the school bus, God said, I got something in that seat. Even though there might not be one seat there, but God said, I'm going to protect them. Playing on the school ground where the devil could come out and start shooting everybody. But God said, no, I have them protected. Aren't you glad for his divine protection? His divine protection. I'm going to get through. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You don't have to pray imprecatory prayers. Lord, go get him. Get him, Lord. No. God already said, only with thine eyes shall thou see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10 shall said, and there shall no evil befall thee. To go back to the word when stuff started happening in your neighborhood. He said, no evil is going to befall you. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Maybe somebody else's house, but not my house. Somebody else's yard, but not my yard. He says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Because of my divine protection. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Ooh, thank God for my angel. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When I'm driving down the road in a car fishtail, the angel says, oops, straighten up here now. When you're going down the street and you almost fall asleep at the wheel, angel said, wake up. I'm telling you, Pastor Williams, I'm telling you. I'm talking about from experience about the divine protection of God when you can't protect yourself. I drove home one day with you, driving home, and I got within 2 miles of my house. I got off the Interstate 64, turned on Blankenbaker Parkway, and I drove up to the traffic light, stopped, right by, pretty close to, what's that big church? Southeast Christian. And I'm driving my car, and another light by from here to that house or less. And I heard horn, boom, 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 boom. I was sound asleep. Between that traffic light and that light like across the street, I was stone asleep. Didn't even know it. But God knew it. That's why the preacher said last night, so some things only God can see. And I heard them horn blowing. I'm thinking I'm dreaming. I woke up and I was through the red light. But listen, Deacon, God did not allow a car to be at the light. I would have rammed right into it. Because I went through the red light. And when I woke up, I was already through the red light. All them folks were blowing their horns. I'm talking about what God can do. Why did he do that? Because he said, I'm going to give my angels charge over you to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Not going to let it happen to you. Psalms 46 and 1 says, the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. His divine protection, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank God. watch for the shadow of God. Yes. Just his shadow. Hallelujah. Glory. His shadow. Not just the shadow of a tree, but his shadow. The shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
God is protecting you, protecting your house, protecting your children, your grandchildren.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes. Yes,
and I'm closing. Wonderful Savior. I mean, I just feel good today. I don't know why, God. I'm like the energized bunny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is, I begin to think of how good God is and what he does for me. Lord have mercy. He didn't have to do it. I'm going to just tell you the story, then I'm going to quit. How God is not only our divine protector, but he's our divine provider.
Yes. Yes, he is.
As Dr. Percy talks about driving his own truck and found his own money that he didn't know he had.
Right.
That's how God works. Preacher last night, they're part of the UPC organization. He said they were having a fund drive for missions, and you know, so because his subject was on, you know, some people give to so God can so folk can see what they're doing, but you know, there's some things you do that no one sees. You pick up a piece of paper off the floor, nobody might not have seen it, but God saw it. You clean the toilet, nobody else saw it, but God saw it. When you strip somebody some money, nobody else saw it, but God saw it. And the man's testimony last night was that he saw a guy. He said God had already told him something about that individual. And so the guy finally came up to him and said, I have a need. He said, I know God already told me about you. And so the guy said he needed something to eat. He said, okay, I'm going to buy you a meal. But he said the guy went up and sat at the stool, like the bar stool. But he said something told him, give him $50. So he reached in his pocket, and so nobody could see him, he slipped this guy $50. And he turned around, went, and the guy was gone. Where did he go? He didn't see the guy leave, but he was gone. Be careful how you entertain strangers, for you entertain angels unaware. He said it had to be an angel, because he was gone when I turned around. But that's where God works. Another testimony they had, the preacher last night said, again, to go back to my story, the UPC, they were having a fund drive for missions. And they were taking donations. And in this basket, they were putting money in it. And somebody put a brown paper bag into the missions offering. So they said, what in the world is this? Paper bag. No name on it, nothing. No note, nothing. So they said, went back to count the offering. And they pulled out the paper bag. And lo and behold, inside that bag were hundreds of thousands of dollars. Over $100,000. Where did it come from? Nobody knows. Somebody dropped it in with no name, no note, nothing. Now, that's an awesome God. He not only protects, he provides. I want the divine protection and the divine provision.
Yes.
I want DPDP, divine protection, yes. Divine provision.
Yes.
That's God can do it.
Yes.
He that dwelleth in the secret place, that's a secret place in God. That you can dwell, that you can run to. Sometimes we need a place to run to. The world is trouble, and you know, the devil is speaking to your mind, and he's troubling your spirit, and you just want to get away from something. But you can hide in God. And when you hide in him, I don't care what the devil says to you, you can still make it. I told you a few months ago, I'm not having any more bad days. I refuse to have a bad day. A bad hair day. I don't have much hair, so I can't have a bad hair day. that bypasses me. So you know, I'm not going down that street. So I decided not to have no bad day at all. Because God is good. Put your hands together, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Amen. If you need the divine protection of God, amen, God is here to give it to you. I believe that this is the dawn of a new day. I feel it in my spirit. I just feel a new enthusiasm for serving God and the things that God is about to do. I mean, but I want you to understand that sometimes when God is getting ready to bring forth you a great blessing, sometimes a hardship will befall you. You hear me? Sometimes when God is getting ready to do a great thing, sometimes he allows you to go through some stuff. Somebody got to pay the price for what God is doing. Hallelujah. But he said, he that suffer with him shall also reign with him. God is getting ready to break through some stuff. Hallelujah. But it's going to take a collective effort from everybody. Everybody got to be pulling in the same direction. Because the scripture says a house divided against itself cannot stand. So God is saying everybody got to put their hands to the plow and watch what God is doing. And I'm not going to be jealous of my brothers and my sisters. I'm going to be glad when I see them go up. I'm going to applaud when God blesses them. Not going to complain about my neighbor being blessed. Because if my neighbor is being blessed, it means that God is in the neighborhood. Hallelujah. And Shirley Caesar, I'm next in line for a miracle. That's how you got to look at life. Because God is looking out for you. He's protecting you. Hallelujah. What should have happened didn't happen. Only because you serve God. If you're here, you need the covering of the Almighty God and, amen, his divine protection. If you got something, you've been waiting for the Lord to answer. And as Deacon Calvert said, amen, God gave him an answer when Dr. Percy prayed for him. Amen, God had already worked it out. He just wanted to confirm it. So maybe you're waiting on something from the Lord and you think you're never going to get it. God has not forgotten. He had not forgotten about you. He still have you on his mind. And he's ready to bless you. On prayer today, won't you come in the name of Jesus? Anybody today? Hallelujah. We pray for divine healing. God is a healer. For those who might be sick in their bodies, we pray that God will just send his word and heal right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are weak in their bodies, send your word with strength. In the name of Jesus. Those that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, God, send your spirit as you've all promised. Hallelujah. For you shall be filled with the Spirit of God not many days hence. For you came to seek and to save that which was lost. And you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Anybody here today, won't you come? This has been a glorious day. Let's end it, amen, by surrendering it all to God. Oh. with faith. Oh, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Today. Hallelujah. Oh, am I with faith? Thank you, Jesus.
How I love you.